Chapter 199. One last time, she stands at the edge of the bridge of Skyhold. She looks up at the place that was once hers, will always be hers, because Skyhold loves her, more than anything, in the way things that cannot move love. Forever and always, Skyhold will carry her through the ages. Skyhold will not forget. The first elf to claim it in years. The first to care in centuries. Inquisitor Lavellan will never return to Skyhold. She cannot return. It is more than that the Inquisition is gone. It is that her heart hurts. Skyhold is not what it once was. It is a tender place. A memory looked upon with sorrow. A wealth of sorrows. A wealth of joys. A wealth of memories. Wells upon wells. She cannot return, so she left first, and everyone thought she would be there when they got back, to take it all away, but she was not, and they could not find her. They were afraid, but I told them not to be. She will not be returning. Not where she could watch, not where they could see. The passion of stars? Is it still stars? Yes. Dimmer and brighter at once, the way stars look when they are near the edge of existence. She is still the passion of. They do not understand how she could leave it all behind. Her clothes, her weapons, her things, her animals, her books. All the gifts given to her. Her doll, her flowers, the wooden carvings made by hands sworn to her. The innumerable things given because of love. They do not understand. It hurts her. I can see. I know. She could not watch them take it away, dismantling the chairs, extinguishing the forge, the trails upon trails and chains of caravans leaving when they used to call her hearth home. She was keeper of this clan, and now she has lost this clan too. Was it her fault? No. She does not smile. This new passion of. I do not take her hand. She needs this one. We walk. It hurts her. Every step jostles her, the weeping, wet, still wailing wound inside and outside. I go inside and open the gate myself for her, because there is no one left to do it. Skyhold is empty. Not even the furniture we found when we came here is left. Everything cleaned out. The garden is rampant, the wind is free, the sky weighs down. She doesn't come back to the place where her heart healed only to be broken again. She couldn't come back to the hearth she was forced to abandon. She stands in the courtyard and breathes, and she won't go a single step further. Not to see the peach tree we planted together. A man who was trying to be a man again. A man who thought he would never be human, himself, whole. A man who is trying to shake off the chains, not knowing that he was really just holding them to his chest, bringing us a shovel, and explaining how to dig deep and when to water, because at his roots, he is roots and soil and good growing things, even if he doesn't believe it anymore. She does not go to see the empty tavern that still feels warm to sit on the cushions, where she and a woman who stood opposite her but loved her all the same ate cookies that were named for pride, love, the Inquisition, friendship, us. She does not go to see any of it, because her heart is already broken, and she can't hold the pieces together like this in the flood and tidal wave, so she can only stay on the shore as the waves ripple to soft laps and whispers at her feet. One last time, she whispers, will you come with me? Yes, the world answers, because the world has always been hers. He would have given it. They all would have given their own. She would never take it, because that's not what she wanted. She already had one. One she built all on her own. They did not leave because they could not make them leave. So they come out now, slowly, They have been waiting for her. The stags walked like kings and princes, heads held high, shoulders back, steady. And with them come the soft, young fawns, and does that were given as gifts as well. The miniature deer that Vivienne gave her once. The nugs, Rex the brown leading the larger battle nugs. The bog unicorn who refused to go with Blackwall, even though Blackwall genuinely tried to make him go. Even though Blackwall was not fond of him as a mount, he was given by her, and thus he was important. She would want him to be taken care of. Why won't you go? The raccoons, the possums, the mice, the sleepy-eyed cats, the Mabari and other dogs who truly loved her and chose her above all others, the birds that were hers. They come and they wait, and she breathes a shuddering wave of a sigh and closes her eyes. They would always follow. She was love. She is love. Now is when I take her hand. Her breath shivers. Together, we turn and we walk away. One last time, Skyhold will always be hers. No force will ever claim it again. This I know. I tell her. Her mouth wobbles. Thank you. Yes, I whisper back. Always yes. What's it for, though? She asks, and Cullen doesn't exactly know how to answer her, so he just turns to Josephine and gives her a look. Poor, helpless man, Leliana thinks. It's a gift. You are familiar with the concept, Leliana replies. Llewellyn holds the little bauble in her hands, tentatively rolling it back and forth across her cupped palms. Yes, she says slowly. But I didn't do anything. It's not my name day or anything. You don't have to do anything to get a present, Josephine says. One of our soldiers saw it and thought of you, and gave it to the commander to give to you. Just because? Just because. Llewellyn holds up the round, glittering stone between her fingers. It's beautiful, she says. What do I do? Am I to give something back? What is appropriate to return? Do I owe a favor? It's a gift, Leliana says. But I didn't do anything. Llewellyn frowns, a tick of nervous anxiety building in her voice. You don't get gifts unless you do something. One could argue that Llewellyn never stops doing anything for anyone. Leliana does not point this out. I've never gotten a gift from someone just because. Llewellyn frowns. It's always something I need, or because I did something, or because it's my name day. And even then, it's still things I need, like clothes or tools or materials for weapons and things. Food. Llewellyn rubs her thumb over the stone. Well, now you have it, Leliana says. Do you like it? Josephine asks, hand touching Llewellyn's elbow. I do, Llewellyn says, fingers closing over it and holding the stone close to her chest. Please thank him for me. I will, Cullen says, nodding his head.